This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. Welcome to our close-up program, Barbara. Tell us about the project.
The project started with a grant to the Tow River Arts Council from Handmade in America. And the grant was to put up 6 or 8 quilt blocks in Mitchell and Yancey counties. These are painted quilt blocks based on traditional quilts that could go up on barns or buildings in the county. And what we decided to do was to link those blocks to the history of the site or the history of the family or the history of the county for that specific location through the name of the quilt block. There are thousands of quilt blocks, and each quilt block has a name. And sometimes the names are humorous, and sometimes they're arbitrary, and sometimes they're descriptive. So we can use the names of those blocks to help people tell their story. So we find out what the story is, and then we hunt for a block to match the story. And then we submit that block to the owner of the site for approval. And once it's approved, then it gets painted and installed.
Barbara, in our community, in this part of the world, quilting is one of our traditions. Give us a little background, a little history on quilting and how it relates to this project.
Quilt making has flourished in America and nowhere more than in the mountains of Western North Carolina. A lot of people want to know, well, just exactly what is a quilt? Technically, a quilt is 3 layers of fabric. Usually the top layer is made up of many small pieces of fabric. And then there is a bat, and sometimes in the past people used old blankets. And then the back of the quilt is usually just one large piece of fabric or maybe 2 large pieces of fabric sewn together to make the size that it's needed. There are 3 layers of fabric, and those 3 layers are then held together with stitching. And it's the stitching that's the actual quilting. And sometimes it's lots of small stitches all over the quilt surface, and sometimes the quilts are tied together at regular intervals. This county has a great tradition of quilt making. So we felt like quilts would be an appropriate way to honor our heritage in this really visible way throughout the community. There's a lot of metaphor involved in quilt making. Not only are the fabrics themselves chosen, sometimes women would cut up old clothes that were worn out or old dish towels or whatever they had on hand to make the quilt. And so the quilt itself was a living document of, oh, there's a dress that I wore to graduation, or there's the overalls that I wore when I was little, or whatever. And because you can't make a quilt overnight, it takes a long time to really make a quilt. And so there's a period of time that's also captured in that quilt. Quilts are actually storehouses of history.
Mm-hmm.
So we are using these painted quilt blocks to also trigger history of our counties.
So you're actually telling a story of something very personal, very family-oriented, or a specific time in a person's life.
Exactly.
You see those everywhere you go. The barn could be in the middle of a field, nothing around the barn at all, and all of a sudden you see this very pretty design, and you go, wow, this is what we're doing today, trying to get folks interested in participating in the program and contacting you to talk about this project.
Right. If they're interested in participating in the project, either by putting a block on their barn or building or whatever structure they have, or if they want to volunteer to help with the project, they can call us at 682-7331. That's a Burnsville number. That's 682-7331.
And we will be talking in future close-up programs with Barbara about this project. We thank you, Barbara, for being with us. Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.